Robert is in Stowe. Morning to you, Robert.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Do you bother seeing the dentist?
No.
No.
Been to the dentist for 70 years. I worked on my father's farm in Swanbourne near Tenen Farm. I was cutting chaff and I swung
Cutting what?
Cutting chaff for horses.
Right.
And I swung the handle round and I got hit in the mouth and it knocked four of my front teeth out.
Oh dear.
And I went to the dentist and at that time of day they had to have a doctor to give you gas while they saw to your teeth. But the gas ran out.
The gas ran out?
Yes. And he had to finish me off without the gas.
Right.
And I went home and told my father. I said, oh, my word, that dentist was absolutely terrible. The gas ran out.
How old were you?
I'm 87 now. I think I'd be about 17.
So when the gas ran out, I'd imagine it smarted a bit, did it?
My word, it did. He finished me off just as I was without any gas.
So when you told your dad that the dentist had done that, what did your dad say?
He said, don't be such a coward, boy. He said, when I had my teeth out, I went to Joe Elms at Great Orwood, the blacksmith. And he pulled them out.
Oh, my word.
And ever since then, the fish and chip man always comes to me on Friday. And he's got some nice little wooden forks to eat your fish with.
Right.
And I always clean my teeth out in between. I think it's the stuff that gets stuck in between.
Oh, God.
And I've got perfectly good teeth. I've never been to the dentist in.
So have you still... I mean, when you saw the dentist and he did this job without any gas...
Yeah.
What did he actually do? Did he put false teeth in or what?
No, he didn't. We was very, very lucky. We had a big old farmhouse in Swanbourne and we had some girls from Bletchley Park staying with us. Well, Marjorie Stott, her mother kept the shop at Anslope. She had such bad teeth, but she went home one weekend and come back with a full set of beautiful teeth. And I went to the same place as her, and he put me some false ones in 70 years ago, and
so
I've still got them.
You've still got that same set of dentures?
Yes.
And you said that the fish and chip shop man comes on a Friday.
Yes.
With a wooden... What do you do with that wooden fork?
Clean me teeth out in between.
Oh, with the wooden fork?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes I have to get me pocket knife and thin it down a bit, but...
Oh, my God. Robert, thanks for your call.